overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid 90s, still mainly dry and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Baron Coleman for my friends over at Yellowhammer Cafe. Yellowhammer Cafe is Montgomery's premier and authentic Southern meat and three. Yellowhammer Cafe opens at 6 a.m. for breakfast, so you want to come in for things like sausage, eggs, omelets, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. You can get those starting at 6 a.m. at Yellowhammer Cafe. As they move into the lunch hour, your meat and three changes daily. Some days you got Cajun shrimp and grits, fried chicken, baked chicken, pot roast, meatloaf, pulled pork, even oxtails and some dishes you just can't get anywhere else. Go by Yellowhammer Cafe. They're on Bell Street, 1960. 61 Bell Street, right across from the Bell Street Gate to Maxwell Air Force Base. So get on Maxwell Boulevard, take it to Bell Street. When it becomes Bell Street, look to your left. That's where Yellowhammer Cafe is. You're going to absolutely love this place from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. The lunch is incredible. The meat and three, it changes daily. It's got private meeting rooms. The breakfast, the atmosphere, it's laid back. It's easygoing. You're going to love Kim and her crew over there. Get by Yellowhammer Cafe on Bell Street as soon as you get a chance.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back into News and Views, 6 minutes after 10 o'clock. Dave Bowery, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 until you... Well, I won't say that because we have guests in the studio and my crass jokes wouldn't go over well. 9 till noon, let's say that. 9 till noon. We have young ears in the studio. Because Brooke Rigsby's in the studio. She is going to tell us about the Tallahassee River Fest coming up next weekend. Not this coming weekend, but the weekend after that. And she brought her 7-year-old daughter in here. So we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it PG, Dave.
I hear you.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228 on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Brooke, how are you doing, and what in the heck is going on at the Tallahassee River Fest next week?
I'm good. The Tallahassee River Fest is just basically a weekend where we invite people to come see Tallahassee.
What? Well, why would I want to come see Tallahassee? Tallahassee's
beautiful.
I don't
know. It is a beautiful place, but a lot of people think there's nothing to do, but next weekend we hope to prove them wrong. So.
Well, walk us through what's going to happen. It's the 7th and 8th. It kind of all culminates in a big concert at the Tallahassee Mount Vernon Theater. But tell us what time it all kicks off on Saturday, June 7th.
Saturday morning, it'll start around 8:30 in the morning. There'll be an art, Yes, Saturday morning. I'm sorry. Friday it'll start.
Oh, Friday.
I'm sorry. In Bell Park, which is basically when you come into Tallahassee, you can't miss it on the left. We've got a barbecue that'll be for sale and inflatables and snow cones. And then also a band called the Old Row Place Band. It's an acoustic band that'll play there on Friday night. So just a fun time for people to come out, bring their lawn chairs, and just hang out.
So what time does it start on Friday?
I am not positive on that part.
It says 3 on here, but I only have a portion of it here. I think it's 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah.
Does that say in Bell Park?
Yeah, the Bell Park stuff says 7 to 10.
Yeah, the Bell Park is 7 to 10. 3 o'clock is the art show.
Okay, so there's an art show. There's a... I'm sorry, for those not looking at home, Dr. Sam printed this off for me.
And I don't have one in front of me, so...
And it's only a third of it. Like, the left third is gone and the right third is gone. So I have the middle third. But no, it's Friday, June 7th. There's a lot going on over there. Tallahassee River Fest. 2 days of music and fun over in Tallahassee. Doesn't cost anything. The concert Saturday night, I think, has a little fee on it.
Yeah, the concert's the only thing that costs. Everything else is free. And I have actually pulled up a...
But the concert Saturday night costs. Everything on Friday is free. Even the concert Friday is free?
Yes.
Okay. So everything Friday is free. Everything Saturday is free except for the concert. Is there a place online they can go and check it out?
They can. If you go to the Mount Vernon Theater website, which is mountvernontheater.net, there's information there. And then you can also visit the Tallahassee CDC .com website, and it's put on by the CDC.
What is CDC?
Which is the Community Development Corporation.
Oh, I was thinking like the Center for Disease Control. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, and that's just a corporation that was created just to, you know, basically promote Tallahassee, and that's what this whole weekend is doing. And I've actually got a copy of the flyer now in front of me. Everything starts Friday, June the 7th at 3.
At 3 o'clock.
That starts with a quilt show, and what it is we have a quilt group of ladies in town, and they set up quilts, and then they the people that come in can go by and vote for their best quilt, and they can win. And that's located in Studio B Dance Center downtown, and that starts at 3 o'clock. And then the Dixie Art Colony has a display at Trustmark Bank Annex, and that'll include art from professional artists and as well as children from the local schools
have put
contests. Yeah. Art contest, and that stuff will be displayed, too.
Okay, and then from 7 to 10...
will be the Live on the Green concert, which is what they're calling it, and that's at the Bell Park, and it'll be a cornhole tournament.
And you can't miss Bell Park.
You can't. When you take out the 85 exit...
Exit 26.
26. Go towards Tallahassee, and
you'll run into
dead
Bell Park.
End at 5 points, and Bell Park is directly on your left across from
McDonald's.
You'll
see all the festivities.
You can't miss it.
Yeah. Tallahassee's a fun place. I don't know why you say people don't know or think anything's there. Tallahassee seems like an okay place.
Yeah, but if you blink, you miss the whole city. Like, you can't... It's not a whole lot to do.
And a lot of people don't... If they've not been into Tallahassee, they don't know that. But
right.
If you just go down Interstate 85, it's just exit 26, and you look out there, and it's a cornfield,
It's cotton and corn, and you don't think there's anything there, but if you keep coming, there is.
It's kind of the gateway to the lake, though, back
there. It is. You have to come through there to get to Lake Martin.
Yeah.
Off of 85, for sure.
So, you're at least the elitists have been to Tallahassee, because they have to go past Tallahassee to get to their elite lake houses.
That's right.
You ought to call it the gateway for the elitists or
something. That's right.
Yeah, rename Tallahassee. It's a cool place, though. The Mount Vernon Theater, it was closed for a while, wasn't it?
Yes, it was closed for almost 50 years, and it was recently renovated. We opened it back up in January of 2018.
Wow. That?
Yeah, so
this is a place to check out some history, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a beautiful place. The people that were in charge of the renovations did a great job.
Saturday, June 8th, it looks like it kicks off at 8 o'clock. You got a military vehicle display. That'll be cool.
Yeah, and they had this last year, and my family and I went, and it's all historical military vehicles, and it's really neat, and they set it up just like if they were out at war.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the tents, and they have food and everything out there at City Hall. It's really cool to see.
They need hard tech.
Well, I don't know. Depends on what era they're from.
Well, that's a good point.
You could need hard tech
anytime you want. Yeah, that's a good point. They also have museum armory tours that are going on in there. They got Superhero Saturday at the library. Build a Sunday, and then, of course, it all culminates at the Mount Vernon Theater concert, 6:30 p.m. Saturday night. That's only $15 to get in.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk a little bit more about that, too.
A legendary band
that's
here
right,
from town.
That's right. We're excited. It'll start off at 6 o'clock. The doors will open. And then the musical itself, Dr. Sam will be there starting at 6, just to kind of welcome people and DJ in. And then at 6:30, Todd and the Tone Deaf Hobos will start off. And they are a local band out of Tallahassee.
What a great name.
They play up at the lake. Actually,
are they tone deaf?
Chuck's. Maybe. I don't know.
Are they hobos?
I don't really know. I need to find out why they named the band
that.
It's
a funny name.
It's a catchy name. It's great. You won't forget it. But they'll start off, and then the Chaotix will play, and then we'll close out the concert with the Sweet Youngins, who are very well known in the Montgomery area and in Tallahassee.
Yeah.
They used to do the street dance years ago in Tallahassee and had a great, great following. So we're super excited about it.
Tallahassee's a fantastic place. If you've not been over there, it's you know, 20 minutes from East Montgomery, 30, 45 minutes from downtown Montgomery. Easy to get in and out of. There's no reason you wouldn't go to something like this. It's a fantastic. Is this the first you guys have done this?
This is actually the third year, but it just keeps getting bigger every time. It was, like I said, the CDC created it 3 years ago, and it was a small little thing, and then now it's just continuing to grow. And also that weekend, several people from Montgomery will be in Tallahassee because we are also hosting the Ozone Dixie Youth Subdistrict. In town, so if they don't have to play at a certain time, we'd love for them to come out and kind of see some of the stuff.
And if anybody's ever bored on a Friday morning and has access to WTLS, what would they hear?
They would hear me.
What time is that?
7:15.
7:15. How long are you on there?
I'm on there for about 30 minutes.
About 30 minutes?
Yeah.
7:15 every Friday morning?
Every Friday morning, WTLS in town.
All right. Yep. You've got good broadcast experience.
A little bit. Not a whole lot.
All right, all right. Brooke Rigsby, if you have any questions, go to
www.mountvernontheater.net.
And that's theater, the fancy spelling.
Yes.
And MT.
Theatre.
Mount Vernon Theater. The fancy word.
The theater.
That's right. The theater, ladies and gentlemen. Mount Vernon Theater.net. You said something about the CDC, too. There's another thing.
TallahasseeCDC.com.
TallahasseeCDC.com. You can find it there as well. Brooke Rigsby, I appreciate you coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Sweet Youngins will be playing live 6:30 p.m. Next Saturday.
Mount Vernon Theater.
Historic Mount Vernon
That's
Theater.
That's right.
All right, guys, we'll be back. It's 14 minutes after 10 o'clock. More Dave Mowry, more Baron Coleman on the other side. If you want to get in on the bathinnovations.com, guest hotline 272-9228.
And opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Stan Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Pools, picnics, popsicles. There's a lot to love about the start of summer, but there's even more to love about WOW's Ultimate Internet Package, featuring our fastest speed 1 gig internet and WOW's best-in-class whole home Wi-Fi. You get a better internet experience in every corner of your home. Plus, when you choose the Ultimate Internet Package, WOW cuts $25 per month off your bill for 2 years. Sign up now, and we'll trim an additional $10 off per month for your first year. Like summer, this deal will be over before you know it. So call now, 1-855-WOW-NOW-1.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Some quiet conversation. She's coming in 12:30 flight. The moonlit wings reflect the stars that guide me towards salvation. I stopped to know.
All right, guys, welcome back in. It's 17 and a half minutes after 10 o'clock.
Find some old forgotten.
Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to nooner. To your daily scheduled nooner. A joke I couldn't tell when we had ladies.
Hurry, boy, it's waiting there for you.
Guy set himself on fire yesterday.
I saw that in front of the White House?
Yeah, self-immolation. Not dead yet. Well, actually, he is. He died. But the act of self-immolation is not dead. People are still doing it.
Yeah, you know, the crazy thing, though, is he did not look like that monk that did that out in front of Ngo Dinh Diem's palace in
right.
Vietnam. Because,
no.
You know, that dude just sat there the whole time.
Well, he wasn't running. This guy kind of walked around.
Well, but, I mean, he was running around.
No, he was walking. Like,
well,
it was.
But still, he didn't just sit there.
No, he looked so calm, though. I mean, in the video I saw, he was just sort of walking, and he was so calm that one of the people videoed it was like, this got to be a joke. This is a stuntman or something. And somebody's like, no, he's really on fire.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Why would you do that?
Let's see.
That does not sound like a fun way to die.
This is a long time.
Dousing yourself in gasoline and lighting it on fire.
Yeah, but if you just shoot yourself, nobody notices.
I mean, I guess.
If you set yourself on fire, you're national news.
I guess.
Approximately 12:20 p.m. yesterday, a man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near 15th and Constitution. Secret Service personnel on the scene, assisting National Park Service and U.S. Park Police in rendering first aid. He did as a wedge. They transported a person with burns. He didn't make it.
Wow.
I just can't imagine anything that would make me want to set myself. Well, you know what, though? That's not true. It seems like every event function you go to, they're all taking the same form now, particularly Republican events. Mm-hmm. I basically quit going.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Pledge of Allegiance as much as the next guy. I don't have to say it every time I get in a room with other people.
Oh, yes, you do. I mean, if you didn't, then everyone there would know that you're a communist.
And if you open with a prayer, same thing at lunch. Listen, if I go to lunch with you and you do a prayer before you eat, that's fine. Make it snappy.
Make it snappy.
I mean, you know.
Let's not belabor the point here.
Right. You know, a quick thank you to the Almighty for our presence on earth and the food is plenty. I like the Catholics. We get it out nice and easy.
Yeah.
Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we're about to receive from thy bounty through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's eat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We get to it. I got to lunch with some people. And they're like, you mind if I bless the food? I'm like, no, I don't mind. And after about minute four, I'm like, you know, these meatballs are growing fur. Come on, let's wrap it up now. I mean, I love that you love the Lord. I get that.
Well,
but at a certain point, prayer can be virtue signaling.
I was just going to say, at some point, it becomes performative.
Right. Go in the closet, people.
Mm-hmm.
Go in the closet. And don't say prayers on Facebook either. Weirds me out. Go in the closet.
I hear you.
I mean, you can ask for prayers, or you can say, I'm praying for somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, by the time you start typing out, God, please bless so-and-so, and it's weird, to be honest. It's a little weird. Everybody writing down and deleting stuff off their Facebook. Hell, just last week I was praying for somebody. And I love the fact that you want to pray for somebody. I do. But it's virtue signaling.
Yes, virtue most signaling. Of the time, yeah.
Let's see here.
Definitely. The worst part is vague book.
Prayers. My gosh.
Unspoken prayer requests.
Y'all, I have this friend. She needs your prayer.
Unspoken prayer requests. I have a friend who's going through some things.
Who is it?
I can't say. What happened?
I don't know. Can't talk about it. Or it's in.
It's very personal.
Y'all, please pray for my. Please pray for my. My what's going on in my life right now? What's going on? I can't tell you. I actually got into it with somebody about that one time. I don't like vague texting. I have a friend who vague texts, and I do my best not to indulge it.
Spit it out. Save me the taxing preamble. That's what I always say. Save me the taxing preamble. I have a lunch date for the millennium.
I just don't understand it. I mean, what is the purpose of social media? Honestly, I mean, this is not rhetorical. What's the purpose of social media? To Dave Mowry, what do you expect to get out of it? Why do you participate in it? What do you like about social media?
That's a good question.
I think everybody should be able to answer that question.
I mean, I don't know. I like keeping up with, I have a lot of friends from a lot of places, and I like keeping up with my friends and my family without actually having to talk to them.
I think that's the reason most people use it. Mm-hmm. You want updates from other people's lives. I like it too because I have cousins and things. I have a lot of cousins.
That's what I mean.
I get to see their kids, but I don't have to actually interact with them.
Yeah.
You know, I like to see their kids grow up, and I like to, you know, whatever. And if they get a new job, I like to know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And a little self-promotion, obviously, on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Self-promotion's key.
Good ads platform.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's good things in Facebook. Facebook is not a place to go bashing your ex-husband. It's not a place to go...
Baron, you don't know my ex-husband.
Not a place to air your dirty laundry. You know? I don't know. It's weird. Someone said, don't ever eat with my cousin Ruth. Every meal gets a 30-minute prayer. She sometimes speaks in tongues. That's a lot of... I shouldn't have read that on the air. I hope Cousin Ruth didn't listen.
He doesn't know which Cousin Ruth. So all Cousin Ruths are like, what's going on?
Everyone,
I feel attacked! Everyone named Ruth just got a text. Baron's talking about you, Ruth. You pray too long at lunch. Never, shut it.
I'll tell you what happened to my wife yesterday.
Lettuce. Shut it.
Lettuce pray. All of a sudden, the lettuce starts praying.
Wrong.
I'll tell you what happened to my wife yesterday.
No.
This girl she's known since infancy, since they were like 1 year old. 1 year old. She shows up and she's in an exercise class, and the girl has her sister-in-law with her. Mm-hmm. She's like, oh, let me introduce you. This is Baron Coleman's wife. And Jessica said, I've known her since I was a baby.
Right.
My whole life.
I have a name.
Anyway. Our number 272-9228, the bathinnovation.com guest hotline. Who's this?
Red Top.
Hey, buddy.
I agree with you. Catholics, we get down to business, we get it over with, we're out of there.
Right.
And I know... why the Southern Baptists have so many problems. They all go into hell or heaven. We have purgatory. We can serve a little probationary time in, so we're not quite as frustrated.
Yeah, but if you get to purgatory, you're definitely going to heaven. If you don't get to purgatory, you're definitely going to hell. So we're still pretty black and white in the Catholic Church, too.
That's true, but we have a very nice gray area to deal with.
Well,
are you sure?
Let me get to another subject, and I know everybody says I'm a broken record on this, but it's real damn important. Just heard a speech by Cory Booker and learned some things about the Democratic Party and the platforms that they're moving toward. In his speech, he wants to change the marijuana laws and leave it up to the states if they want to have it completely legal, take marijuana off of Schedule One, which it is ahead of almost all the narcotic drugs like OxyContin, et cetera.
All the bad stuff.
All the bad stuff is behind marijuana.
Well, because what Schedule 1 means is no known medical usage.
That's right. Cory Booker just said that in his speech. And not only that, expunged the record of everybody that's been arrested for marijuana and turned federal funds back into the communities where the war on drugs has wreaked havoc on the community. Now, if that ain't a damn smart point of view, I've never heard one. And from what they said, every Democratic candidate, short of Joe Biden, has adopted this. This is a big damn leap forward. And Alabama needs to get off its butt and pull its head out of its you-know-what and get out of the way. It's the churches and a lot of these people that are stopping this from happening. We need to get the churches out of government. They do a lot of good, but this is way out of control when they're responsible for helping put... There's been a million people arrested for marijuana in this country. So... It's a disgrace.
Well, hey, you got Becky Gerritsen down there parroting the same line, saying saying that there's no known medical use for marijuana, and it leads to, like, black tar heroin.
Well?
Well, and then when I say something about it, I get grief.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. If that's your position, you're going against all rational thought. And Becky Gerritsen was so deeply disappointing the other day, advocating against a medical marijuana bill for people with things like epilepsy and cancer.
Yeah.
You know, what the hell? What the hell's wrong with her? What has she become? What the hell has she become? She used to be one of the most rock-ribbed, rock-solid conservative activists out there.
Well, like I said yesterday, let's give Becky a damn epileptic grandma seizure and see how she feels about it. So... now, I don't wish that on anyone, but it's a reality, and these people need to get real, and it's a disgrace. A million people in jail for marijuana. That is criminal. Jeff Sessions needs to be put in jail for what he's done to other people. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in.
Red Top definitely feels strongly about an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him. He has his reasons.
Well, and he suffers from something.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's not fair to basically make him a criminal, you know. It's dumb. It's outdated thinking.
You know what? 10 years ago, I might have even agreed with him on some of this stuff, that marijuana probably shouldn't be illegal and all this. But that's because I was believing the big pharma whore line. That you know what, we got these pills, we're doing the best we can, this and that. The reality is, I don't believe anything Big Pharma says anymore. I just don't. I mean, you got guys curing themselves of cancer with dog dewormers after his insurance company spent $1 million. There's a movie on Netflix right now, Cancer Can Be Killed. Everyone in the audience ought to watch it. Talking about diet and exercise and... different treatment options that they do in other countries that just aren't even legal here. There was a thing on Netflix a few years ago, a documentary of a guy curing brain cancer down in Houston, and the FDA and the CDC running him out of business.
Sheesh.
I mean, if you're going to sit here and parrot Big Pharma, and you're going to go into a committee meeting and tell people... Who suffer with ALS and cancer and epilepsy that they can't access safe, organically grown, perfectly labeled, taxed marijuana to aid them, that they have to go in and use some pharmaceutical drug which destroys their liver and their lives and keeps them hooked on pain medicine for the rest of their lives and dulls them into where they're just complete morons. If that's your answer, yeah, you're a Big Pharma whore. I don't care if you actually get money from Big Pharma or not. You're a Big Pharma whore. You're parroting the company line. And I promise you, Eagle Forum, somebody in Eagle Forum makes money off of Big Pharma. I promise you, Big Pharma has donated to Eagle Forum at some point. Some Big Pharma company somewhere. Some pharmaceutical company, some medical company, some insurance company, somebody. I know how nonprofit fundraising works. I know how it works. Who's this?
Hey, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, good morning. Morning, Mallory.
How are you, Fred?
Good. Listen, I really totally agree with what you're saying. And, you know, I've seen some vape shops that carry the oil that's, you know, not hallucinogenic or get you high or anything like that. That my wife bought one to some sort of honey stick or something. She said it helped her back pain and she slept better.
Honey stick is a brand that actually has THC in it, so I hope it was a knockoff.
I hope it wasn't that. They told her it wasn't.
She doesn't do that.
I don't want to get arrested.
Right.
She got cured of that in the mid-70s, accidentally ate a brownie and didn't know, you know, that it... And, man, she, I was there. And
we, we've
she,
all accidentally ate too much at one time or another.
I had to take her home, lay down. She said the bed was spinning. And, man, so she would never do the, you know, THC stuff because she, one time was enough for her for the bed to spin.
I don't know anybody who's ever done edibles who at one point or another hadn't gone, well, I should have just stopped with half a cookie. But I ate all six of them.
I had a brother-in-law that did the same thing. He was an attorney up in Atlanta and has never done any of that. And he was freaking out. He said for about 8 hours, boy, his heart was beating, and, you know, he realized later that it did have something in it. But, you know, he said he freaked out all night, worrying, am I ever going to get unhigh? And this is, I mean, it was, he tells the story now, and it's funny.
He's never going to wear off, man.
Yeah, it wasn't
I think I'm just like this now.
Does he ever, did he look at the clock at like 1:41 and then an hour and a half later look and it was 1:43?
And he said the fishing rods looked like, you know, they were going to come down and catch him as a fish. And I mean, just funny, hard stuff when it happens, but funny now. But you folks don't do that. That's why I don't want the marijuana to be legal, because some 16 or 18 year old will get it and do too much and get to a stoplight and not know whether the light's red, yellow, or green.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good thing they wouldn't, good thing they wouldn't have access to a six-pack of Natty. You know, that, good thing that's illegal, too. Good call, Fred. Good call. 272-9228 is the number on the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. Go in the showroom at Bath Innovations. Bath Innovations of Alabama has a fantastic showroom. You could, we all know the online thing, BathInnovations.com. We get that. But the showroom's fantastic. Go in there and see what all they offer. It's amazing. The acrylic product is fantastic, absolutely incredible. And while you're in there, talk to them about the acrylic. Talk to them about the process. Guys, what does it take to get the acrylic installed in my bathroom? Well, believe it or not, it's really, really easy. All you have to do is have us come out, do a measurement. A week or two later, we'll come out, put it in. It's that easy. A week or two later, we'll come out, put it in. BathInnovations.com, Bath Innovations of Alabama on the East Boulevard. 271-2723 if you have any questions. 271-2723, 33 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, Memorial Day is gone, but I have an exciting new sale that will run till June 10th. It's the after Memorial Day sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress, with tremendous discounts on this area's largest selection of quality mattresses and beds, great pillows, and the lowest true cost on adjustable bases. All Serta, Jameson, Restonic, Southern, and Scandinavian mattresses are on sale. Not just a few special purchases or limited editions. No interest financing is available with approved credit. We have mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. This is Mr. Sandman's biggest sale since our Memorial Day sale. We have just added Diamond Bed in the Box mattresses to our lineup. Made in America, fabulous quality and comfort, and can ship in the U.S. at no cost. Before ordering online, you need to try these amazing mattresses in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Go to this area's favorite store for 18 years, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar. We're right down here at the Montgomery Marina, sitting on this beautiful Alabama River. Speaking of the river, you can get down here and enjoy it, because you can rent you a pontoon boat and bring your family, your crew, all your buddies, whoever you feel comfortable with for a little while, and ride up and down this beautiful river. All you need is a credit card and a driver's license. We're going to feed you some good food. We'll send you on a little picnic down to the sandbar. We'll cook you up some good old fresh amberjack, red snapper, grouper. Getting all kind of fish out of the Gulf right now. We'll also grill you up a good old hamburger or a good old ribeye steak. We're going to have fun on Sunday afternoon here. I'm going to tell you again, this week Anthony Gomes is in town. First time Anthony's been to the Oyster Bar, so we're excited. We're going to rock the house, I know. Y'all get on down here and check it out. So we'll get a little, a lot going on the river. Rent you a boat, soon to be open an RV park, good food, and a good time. If y'all get down here soon and come hungry, we're looking for you.
Capital Oyster Bar, located at 617 Shady Street in Montgomery, or call 239-8958.
Business Network. There's an upbeat reading on the economy. The gross domestic product rose 3.1% in the first quarter, slightly below the preliminary reading, which was 3.2%. Rick Bensignore with the Bensignore Group on FBN says this is still very strong growth.
If we hang anywhere near 3%, it's still a very solid number. So even if we fade down to 2.8, you're still going to average somewhere around 3% this year, and that's certainly admirable.
However, there's a discouraging reading on the housing market. The National Association of Realtors says pending home sales declined 1.5% in April. The reading for existing home sales is down 2% from a year ago. The only region with higher sales was the Midwest. But mortgage rates are lower this week. Freddie Mac says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Not much of a rain chance today, but it's the best chance we've seen in a few days. So a good bit of sunshine. Not quite as hot today with a high around 93. Some widely scattered storms for some lucky communities. Unfortunately, many towns will stay dry. Overnight low temperature tonight down to about 72. Tomorrow through the weekend, the rain chances are way under 20%. Good bit of sunshine around. High temperature in the lower 90s as June begins. Lows at night in the upper 60s. And then Monday and Tuesday, low to mid-90s, still mainly dry, and getting a little hotter again. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Welcome back in. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Is this Pink Metallica? I don't know. It's close. It is my favorite Metallica song. Either this or For Whom the Bell Tolls.
They peaked at Master of Puppets.
You think so? That early? your debut release.
That's peak. It's all downhill from here, boys.
You're sold out from there.
That's Guns N' Roses. They peaked with first release.
They certainly did.
They could have been the greatest band of all time if they had just stayed together, stayed with it. 20 till the top of the hour. New Look Decorating, my man Brian Carr, Brett Lanham over there, New Look Decorating. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into it. Absolutely phenomenal. And you say, but Baron, why are they so absolutely phenomenal? I say, guys, honestly, walk in there and look around, and then go compare it to every other paint store in America. All right? New Look Decorating is the only place in Montgomery where you can get Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paints known to man. An Alabama-based paint in many ways, because they do a lot of the mining in Alabama for the minerals for the paints. And they have the huge factory up in Pell City, Alabama. So Benjamin Moore paints, not only is it the highest quality, it's the paint the luxury stars want to put on the wall. Not only, I mean, it's how the other half lives. They have Benjamin Moore paint on the walls. But you can afford it. They have paint in all price points. But they also have two designers on staff that keep you from making bad decisions. You know, there are a couple times when you don't want to make a bad decision. I see people getting tattoos sometimes, like, that's a bad decision. Now, not tattoos in general. I have tattoos.
You chose poorly.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, if you got a spider crawling over the side of your cheek, it's a bad decision. It's a bad decision. You see somebody put on some of these other paints, some of these builders, they'll cut the paint down, or they'll... Guys, don't do that. Go to Benjamin Moore. Go to the New Look Decorating on Atlanta Highway. It's fantastic paint, fantastic people. You're going to love it. I promise. Our number 272-9228. That's the BathInnovations.com guest hotline. David?
If you're talking Metallica, it's got to be Whiskey in the Jarro.
You know, I like that, but it's a cover.
Yeah, I mean, that's good, but come on.
You can't have peak Metallica.
And it's a better cover than Thin Lizzy's.
Yeah, no, well, I've played the Thin Lizzy cover on here, and it's different.
Serviceable.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you're talking about Big Pharma. I read an unbelievable statistic this morning that in West Virginia, a population of 1.8 million people, there were 780 million OxyContin pills distributed in that state in the past 10 years.
Which state?
West Virginia.
West Virginia.
180 million OxyContin pills in one state?
780 million.
780 million?
What's their population?
1.8 million.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
in 10 years? So that's 78 million per year.
Yeah.
Divided by 1.8 million. That's 43 pills per person per year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dope.
That's a bunch of dope.
Holy mackerel. You know, I'm all for, and this is where people think I'm philosophically inconsistent, but I'm not. I'm all for the patient's autonomy and the ability, the desire for a patient to say, you know what, I'm in a lot of pain, but I don't want surgery. I can't afford surgery. I don't trust any doctors on surgery. And I get by on these pain pills, and I don't mind being addicted the rest of my life, but they help me. I don't mind a patient who says that. I really don't. I don't think addiction is bad in every circumstance. If I'm 83 years old and in terminal pain and I'm never going to get better, I don't want to go through surgery. Give me the drugs. You know what I mean? And so I get addicted. Who cares? I'm 83. Yeah. You know? It's not like I'm out there driving a tractor down the highway, a tractor trailer down the highway. I mean, I'm 83. I'm hanging out. You know, I'm going to the Blue Plate Special at Luann's.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean?
I'm hanging out.
But I can tell you from personal experience, because my wife, one of her daughters and her husband got hooked on, and they lived in West Virginia.
Yeah.
Got hooked on it. And it ended up costing us personally hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. No, listen, that's what I'm saying. There's the one side of it that I say the patient and the doctors should have the complete discretion. And if the best thing for the patient is to get hooked on these drugs, because that solves the pain, and the patient's willing to live with it and the side effects and all that, that's fine. I get that side of it. The other side of it is when somebody comes in and is not in that kind of pain, and it's just some rando who just wants to get high all the time and then ends up hooked, that's a problem, you know?
Absolutely.
But you know what? You know what always drives down opioid dependency? In every state that legalizes marijuana, opioid dependency goes down. Every single state. Every single state.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but
which paradoxically has helped.
Yeah, the flip side to that is like in California when they, you know, legalized medical marijuana, you know, and my wife and I, we go round and round about this. She's got 30-something years in the medical field. And you know, she's all for medical marijuana. And I said, I understand that. But the problem is, just like in California, for every person who has a legitimate reason for it, you can have 100 people who get some bogus prescription to get it, just sit around and smoke pot.
Yeah, but who cares about that?
Who cares?
That's the thing. It's, it's not highly addictive. No. It doesn't. You don't then find cheaper alternatives that are stronger or that are synthesized in Mexico and that kill you. I mean, opioids are a scourge. I understand what Barron's saying, and there is a need for them, and they have revolutionized. They did revolutionize pain care in this country, and that's a good thing. But at some point, you have to look at the fact that, like, I think that a lot of these people are in cahoots.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's all the way from, you know, it's just like I've always said. Even with illegal drugs, you could stop illegal drugs from getting into this into this country for the most part. Except for the fact that you've got too many people sitting in high places in Washington, D.C., who are in cahoots.
Let me tell you,
with people,
you know, hey, and you know what the Mexicans say, from the president to the chief of the federales to the guy that's growing it to the guy whose life has been ruined because his family's been murdered to the guy who doesn't want to have anything to do with the cartels but he has to because it's the only way to have a job. You know what they say? There's one way to stop us from supplying these. Limit your demand, America.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And the way to do that's legalized pot. Here's the deal. When Peña Nieto or whatever his name was, the president of Mexico, said he got a $200 million bribe to keep the border open so drugs can continue to pour across, sure. You don't think other open border advocates in this country have gotten the same bribe?
Absolutely.
Or bigger?
I have little doubt that there are numerous Republicans and predominantly Democrats who have gotten very wealthy
100%.
through money funneled to them, you know, by the cartels to keep the border open.
100%.
Absolutely.
Hey, good call. This is a good call. Appreciate it. Yeah. 272-9228 if you want to get in. It's the BethInnovations.com guest hotline. Randy?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning? I don't call that often, but I listen to you every day. Enjoy your show. I wanted to touch on the cannabinoid subject that y'all were talking about. Mm-hmm. Out of respect for your show, I'm in the business, but I won't tell you what the business is. But I sell hemp flower and I sell the CBD, cannabinoid CBD, with less than 0.03% with the THC.
Well, you're selling it light. It can be up to 0.3%. So
it has to be under 0.3%.
Yeah, 0.3%.
Less than 0.3%. And the people that's buying this CBD, I'd like for your listeners to know one thing. There's a lot of scam artists on the internet, and they're calling this hemp oil. And what they're basically doing, and this is a fact, is that you have these scammers, gentlemen, that's taking male unpollinated plants, is what mm-hmm. basically hemp flower is, and they're soaking it in coconut oil, granola oil, whatever it may be, olive oil, and they're soaking it in big drums, big vats, and then they're taking strain in it and putting it in a $25,000 bottle that you can buy online and calling it hemp oil and charging these people $25, $35. My daughter takes it for her anxiety, and she's paying $125 a bottle. I just found out here a couple of weeks ago. And the point is, we just started selling it in the convenience stores here in the last 10, 15 days, whatever it is.
All right. Keep it moving. What point are you trying to make here?
The point I'm trying to make is that people think that the cannabinoid that doesn't have the THC, like medical marijuana has THC, and that's part of what helps them with their anxiety, depression, pains, and so on. Mm-hmm. So in saying that is that the cannabinoid that doesn't have THC in it, is a lot of it is not effective, but people are taking it, and you probably know what it is, that their mind over matter think they're getting better because of all the hoopla about it. But if it doesn't have that less than 3%, 0.3% THC, just like medical marijuana, that's the whole issue of why you take the medical marijuana is because of the THC in it.
All right, we appreciate your call. That was a long way to, still don't know that he made a point, but appreciate you checking in. 272-9228. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. Be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand. Don't fear the reaper. We'll be able to fly. Don't fear the reaper. Baby, I'm your man.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Paid for by Metals for District 74, P.O. Box 23158, Montgomery, Alabama.
There's a very important special election coming up on June 11th for State House. Do you know anything about the candidates?
I know there is only one choice for us. Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Charlotte Meadows, the Republican activist?
Same one. She is the only candidate with a proven record of serving with the Republican Party at the state and local level.
What else can you tell me about Charlotte Meadows?
Charlotte is a proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom.
We need conservative education reforms. Charlotte Meadows sounds perfect to represent us. Anything else I should know?
She will fight for the unborn, and she will reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she stands with us.
I'm sold. I'm voting for Republican Charlotte Meadows.
Tell your friends. Everyone needs to vote Charlotte Meadows for State House on June 11th.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
It's time for the 2019 Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association invites you to check out their central site in Lockwood, as well as three additional villages. The 2019 Ideal Home is located in Lockwood, and the Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association is eager for you to see all of the more than 30 homes on the parade route. Pick up your free guide for the 2019 Parade of Homes at any Riverbank location in the River Region. The Greater Montgomery Home Builders Association's Parade of Homes, June 1st and 2nd and 8th and 9th in Montgomery.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Guys, 6 minutes to the top of the hour.
Sit beside me.
Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Not a simple man. No, she's not a simple woman either. She is a fantastic individual who does nothing except home mortgages. That's what she does. She eats them, she sleeps them, she breathes them. That's all she cares about is home mortgages. She doesn't worry about checking accounts. She doesn't worry about your auto loan. She doesn't worry about CDs and derivatives. No, she looks at the 10-year note. Where are the rates, and can I lock them in? Oh, by the way, the 10-year note collapsed yesterday.
That's what she said, yeah.
Under 2.2 now. I don't know where it is this morning. I didn't look this morning. But yesterday, it collapsed. This trade stuff's got the 10-year note spooked. Now, mortgages, what happens is they hit a low, and they just can't go any lower. They tend to float with the 10-year down to a certain point, and then the 10-year sort of disconnects. You know the 30-year fell below the 10-year last night?
Huh. Is that the inverted curve?
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I'd say that's not good, is it?
No. That's a bad sign, amigo. Anytime your long-term prospects look worse than your short-term prospects, like if the 10-year ever drops below the 3-year, Katie, bar the door. Be ready. That's time to sell off everything you own and buy MREs. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that.
For real.
Alabama Home Mortgage. Call her.
567-4223. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. Jersey.
Good morning.
Morning, Jersey.
Hey, we just came back from the Bahamas, Mon.
Yeah?
And they have an affiliate of Fox News over there.
Yeah?
And they show every day what illegal immigration costs us.
Uh-huh.
And my wife took a picture of it. I don't have you on speaker, but I'm going to tell you. I'm going to look at my screen and tell you what it is. Here it is.
I'm listening.
Okay. Cost this day. $252,635,200. Illegal crossings, 470,096. Total cost this year, $106,193,068,032. Total illegal immigrants crossing into the country, 26,228,316. How's that for an eye-opener?
Yeah, no doubt. That's
pretty
serious.
And why don't they show it here in the United States?
Because Fox News is not your friend.
Well, I know that. I know that. They're turning a page. But that information ought to be available to every citizen of the United States. And believe me, those borders would be shut down. And that's where they need to be. Shut down.
I agree. I'd say shut it down for good for 20 years. Stop all immigration for 20 years. Assimilate everybody and then open it back up slowly. But
so we get it straight.
That.
Yeah. And what a shame that the American people don't see that.
Yep. Appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
Bye.
I'm not anti-immigration, but we've had a host of immigration. And at some point, I mean, can you continue to do it? I don't know.
Just like everything, unless you reform it, it stays like it is. And oh, guess what? It's been like that for, we've had a problem for, what, 10, 12 years? Or like a serious problem. Maybe longer than that. And
it really started in the 90s.
Right, okay.
And the bad stuff.
And then, you know, every time there's a thing where it's like, okay, well, we're going to let the people that are here, you know, we're not going to take them back and all that. And the people go nuts.
Yeah.
Can't get rewarded for something illegal, Baron. Can't do it. And then nothing changes. And who does that benefit?
The globalists and corporatists.
It benefits a lot of people.
Yeah.
That make a lot more money than most of the people listening.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's no doubt that they're keeping the borders open to appease globalists and corporatists. There's no doubt about it. Makes their products cheaper. All right, guys, Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You know, you can't change immigration policy by yourself, but you can change your employees' health insurance policy and save some money. 356-1502. It's that easy. 356-1502. Bam, there's nothing I can do. The world's against me. Well, that's true. The world is against you. It's a big club, and we ain't in it. And Greg plays it all the time. Yeah, that's true. It is a big club, and you ain't in it. But you do have the authority and the ability to change your health insurance plan and save some money for your employees. If you're a manager, if you're an owner of a business, if you own an industry or an association group or trade group, get in touch with Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Cornerstone MGA, 356-1502, 356-1502. You can check them out online, CornerstoneMGA.com. CornerstoneMGA.com. Dave, it's 11 o'clock. I mean, it's lunchtime's around the corner.
It's true.
There are people right now in their cars listening to us on the way to lunch. They go to lunch this early.
They're lucky.
Not us. We slave away till noon. It's a great song. We'll be back. R.I.P. Lane. R.I.P.